I'm Brandi Cruz, and this is Politics Unpacked. Politics Unpacked is brought to you by our friends at Future 42. Stay and fight. Sign up for their newsletter to be alerted to opportunities to do just that and get involved in the political process in Washington State. Welcome to Politics Unpacked. The legislative session is officially over, and this week was all about income tax, income tax, income tax.
Mr. President, there are 27 ayes, 21 nays, one excused.
Having received a constitutional majority, in gross substitute Senate Bill 6346 as amended by the House is declared passed. The title of the bill will be the title of the act.
Well, there were a few Democrats who voted against Senate Bill 6346. When it came down to it, Democrats just have too big of a majority for Republicans to be able to stop the measure. The income tax passed by Democrats would levy a 9.9% tax on income over $1 million per year. That threshold also counts for couples. While right now it's projected to raise $3.2 billion a year, there are already millionaires and business owners in Washington State who are responding to the tax by saying they plan to move their businesses and their families. Jesse Proudman is a tech entrepreneur, and he's one of them.
I have no problem if politicians want to change the tax structure.
Sure.
But operate in the bounds of the law. Like, the Constitution clearly defines how to do that. And you go through the process and you make that happen. And yes, it's hard. Like, the structure that's laid out makes changing that policy quite difficult. And there's a reason for that. Like, just to sidestep, because you have sort of this window of opportunity of a one-party government mm-hmm. and a very sort of affiliated court system, it's like, that's the thing that makes me the most sad. And I think there's this limited realization of what's about to happen. I think that's the scariest part to me.
Here's what Governor Bob Ferguson said about the passage of the income tax in an interview on TVW.
You've also said that you do not support lowering the threshold.
Correct.
That's a frequent refrain from critics of this proposal.
Sure.
So in a year or 2 years, if you're delivered a bill and it's for, it would lower that threshold below
yeah.
where it is today, would you sign it?
Yeah, I've been clear on that I oppose lowering it. And it shows the weakness in the opponents, right? I watch much of the floor debate. The weakness of their argument is be afraid of something that's not actually in the bill, okay? The bill has it as a millionaire's tax, and it goes up for inflation every single year, right? The amount of who pays it, right, to address that as well. So my feeling is someone's got a weak argument when their main argument is something that's not actually in the bill. Be afraid of something that could happen sometime in the future. I don't think that's going to happen in the future. I would oppose that. I've made that clear publicly many times. And that's another reason why I think that this will be successful at the polls when the biggest argument against it is, again, something that's not even in the legislation.
But even though the income tax passed, there's going to be a long road ahead for the policy. First, it has to survive a constitutional legal challenge. Right now, our state constitution prohibits uneven taxation of property, and 100 years of court precedent says that your income is your property. So Washington Democrats must feel very confident that they can get the state Supreme Court to overturn 100 years of legal rulings and 11 votes of the people that they don't want an income tax. So there's the legal aspect of all of this. But then, of course, highly likely that there's going to be an initiative. So there'll be an opportunity to sign an initiative if you choose to do so. And then we'll likely see the income tax proposal head to voters in November for a decision on whether to keep it or repeal it. Now, one note, Democrats did attach a necessity clause to the end of the bill, which means that it can't be subject to a referendum, which is far easier to pass than an initiative. So obviously on Politics Unpacked all session, we took you through bills that were introduced but didn't move forward, and then bills that were passed. I just want to highlight some of the biggest ones that we talked about besides, obviously, the income tax this year. So first of all, the Let's Go Washington initiatives. Those were initiatives to the legislature that Democrats opted not to give hearings to and not to take a vote on. So that's the initiative to protect girls' sports and the initiative to restore parental rights in education. Both of those will now be on the ballot in November. Senate Bill 5974 continues to be one of the most controversial bills passed out of the legislature this year. It would allow an unelected board of essentially political appointees to remove elected sheriffs by decertifying them. That bill is likely to undergo a legal challenge. Also on the law enforcement front, Democrats and Governor Bob Ferguson said at the very beginning of the session that they wanted to take steps to kind of, in their view, protect community members from immigration enforcement.
As an American, I never thought I would see federal agents in masks jumping out of unmarked cars and grabbing people off our streets. This conduct will undoubtedly be remembered as a shameful period in our nation's history. Senator Valdez has a bill that prohibits law enforcement from wearing masks and requires identifying information to be clearly displayed on their uniform. Let's get that legislation to my desk immediately so I can sign that into law.
So Democrats did pass that bill, Senate Bill 5855. It prohibits local, state, and federal law enforcement officers from wearing masks while interacting with the public. There are some narrow exceptions. The problem is that state law cannot dictate what federal agents do, even within the state of Washington. So the only law enforcement agencies this really impacts are local and state, county sheriff's office, for instance. Also, when it comes to law enforcement, the Attorney General, Nick Brown, sought to dramatically expand his investigative powers. Democrats allowed him to do that through a bill that expands his ability to demand documents of all kinds from businesses and other entities if he suspects there's a violation of the state or the federal constitution. I have to imagine that will undergo a legal challenge as well. On the House side, also tied to immigration, Democrats passed House Bill 2105. This requires businesses to notify their workers within 5 business days of an I-9 audit. So basically, if a business believes that the feds are going to come in and audit the documentation of its workforce to see if there's anybody working there illegally, the business has to give employees a heads up, which would, in essence, give workers who are in the country illegally time to flee the jurisdiction. There are also just a variety of other bills that made it through this session. Some have already been signed by the governor. Some are awaiting a signature. There's one bill, Senate Bill 6081, that would prohibit the disclosure of someone's sex designation at birth. Seems like it's aimed at preventing the federal government from forcing a person who identifies as transgender from revealing the gender that they were actually born as. There's a bill about to become law, Senate Bill 5892, that tries to protect Washington's voter registration database by limiting who county election officials can share such records with. Oh, and then remember when former Governor Jay Inslee was stockpiling all that abortion medication and then a ton of it expired and they had to incinerate it? Well, Senate Bill 5917 sought to save the rest of it, so it allows the state to distribute what's left of the abortion stockpile free of charge to clinics that need it. So that has been our final Politics Unpacked for the 2026 legislative session, but of course, on Undivided, we'll continue to cover all the fallout, all the bill signings, and what is sure to be a very busy off season with initiatives that are already in progress. The initiative to protect girls' sports and parental rights, which will go to the ballot in November, and then a very likely initiative and legal challenge against the income tax that was passed this session. Politics Unpacked is brought to you by our friends at Future 42. Stay and fight. Sign up for their newsletter to be alerted to opportunities to do just that and get involved in the political process in Washington State. And to catch regular episodes of Undivided Monday through Thursday, make sure to become a subscriber at UndividedPod.com, UndividedPod.com, and follow us across all social media platforms.